This is GQDN for Thursday, February 27th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Lots of very delicious stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase while you're in the checkout line. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some PlayStation stuff going on, an update on Warner Brothers, and there could be an app to help you find some new games. Interesting. But we begin today with PC Gamer, because they had an interview with Ian Hezekostas talking about Undermine. And since that's a pretty big patch that's going for World of Warcraft, they have been going around talking to different websites and podcasts and such. Now, they were also talking about the three expansions that are coming, or one that has already dropped, you know, but the other two that are coming as well, and how that focuses in on what they're doing with Undermine. So here's what Acostas did say, quote, "I think in a lot of ways, a patch like Undermine and being able to spend time building up exposition and a sense of the world. Exploring side stories is something that's only possible because of the large narrative structure in the World Soul Saga. If we had a story that had to be resolved in single expansion and we only had a couple of major content updates to do it, then honestly, I don't think we'd be able to do justice to a place like Undermine and its government culture, because we'd have to just keep brushing ahead with the story." Maria Hamilton was with him in the discussion, and she followed up with this quote, "The team is really energized and excited because we can see things very early now and pay them off later in a way that is a lot harder to do when expansions aren't connected in this way. We can take the time to do something like this," end quote. Pretty interesting discussion that was going on there. Now, something else that's very interesting did happen today. NintendoLife.com did say that Pokemon had its live stream, and they did post the entire presentation. One is a show that's going on to Netflix. It'll be a stop-motion animated series called Pokemon, here we go with names, Concierge. Yeah, I probably screwed that up. But that show will be arriving on Netflix in September this year. Now, that's all that they have announced, because there was nothing that came on information-wise, but you might see Haru and Psyduck, along with some new Pokemon guests. They also went on to Pokemon Go, and on March 1st and 2nd, they said that the Black and White Sunova region, and you'll be able to get involved, because this one will be free anywhere in the world. Now, that'll also have a new promo code distribution. Go Tour Unova, and you'll be able to encounter one of the Pokemon of your choosing. Pokemon Masters EX was next, and it's celebrating over 5 years anniversary with a special event. And they'll have two new Master Sync pairs, Mei being the champion, and Shiny Primal Kyogre, and Brendan being the champion, and the Shiny Primal Groudon. Then they revealed the Pokemon Cafe remix, and that will have a new menu item, the Appleton Fruitless Jelly Soda, and that'll be available from February 28th to March 14th. Pokemon Sleep was next, and they unveiled the Cresselia and Drekki event, which will be going to the mobile app next month. Pokemon Unite did show up as well, and they showed a trailer showcasing Suicune and the, quote, first to 500 battle mode, end quote, along with a return of the remote stadium. That update did arrive to Switch today, so you can go play that right now. Pokemon TCG Pocket also showed up, and that'll be up on the mobile app tomorrow for the Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket. And the card is called Triumph of Light, so if you want to see that one, that is what you do. And if you're into the trading card game, come on, this is all Pokemon. They introduced some Mega Evolutions on the Tabletop Battler, and you got a peek at Mega Lucio EX and Mega Gardevoir EX, And there will be more in the pipeline. So be excited for that one. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet also showed up too. And they said that there's a lot of events going there. There's some free in-game Rotoms, cases, a couple different codes. Then there's a red, green, blue colored Pokemon Mass Outbreak. That event will be from February 28th to March 20th. And TPC did announce the three upcoming Terror Raids, along with the nine fully evolved starters. That'll begin February 28th to March 6th. And that will be the Mighty Meowscarada, but the Mighty Skeldridge event will run from March 7th through the 13th. And the Mighty Quavicle event will take place from the 14th of March to the 20th of March. And there was a new game that was announced, Pokemon Champions, as a battle-focused game is in development for Switch and mobile. And there you'll be able to transfer Pokemon from Pokemon Home to use them to battle other trainers from around the world. So exciting stuff. Then they ended with Pokemon Legends Z to A. And that was more of an extended look on that one, with a release window of late this year. And the trailer did show some mechanics like real-time battles, rooftop explorations, mega evolutions and wild zones. And the starter Pokemons will be Chikorita, Tepig, Torito. So go have fun with that. Lots of stuff. I have no doubt we'll be talking about that one on the weekly show Saturday night. Now we got a bit of an update from Warner Brothers via Pure Xbox, because yes, the studios are closing down. A lot of studios are. But Jason Schreier was talking to the Kind of Funny Gamecast, and they did speak candidly about the company's gaming plans. Here's what he said, quote, "The IT games actually are one of the few studios under Warner Brothers' umbrella that had a game coming in the near future. They do have a Lego game coming. I believe it's for next year. I could be misremembering. It's either later this year, but yeah, there's a new Lego game coming. I won't blow up their spot and say what it is, but yes, there's a new Lego game coming imminently." So could there be one? Well, we'll see if that game does show up on PlayStation. I'm sure it will, if and when it comes out. Because we did get a report that the consoles, the PlayStation 5 Pro consoles, didn't sell as well as, you know, as well as what the PlayStation 4 Pro consoles did. Now, that's one of the analysts that was talking about it via the U.S. video game market. And that started back in January. It did include some of the top-selling titles in the hardware platforms, which indeed were the standards for the PlayStation 5, did lead. But the hardware spending dropped 45% compared to a year ago to $205 million. And that was the lowest total for the video game hardware, because that was $131 million reached in January 2020. Matt Pistelia did get up on Blue Sky to talk about this and said, quote, "PlayStation 5 Pro has fallen behind PlayStation 4 Pro's pace. Digital SKUs accounted for 49% of the PS5 HW units in January and 88% of the XBS units. So it has gone down." Now, talking about PlayStation for the next couple of articles, PlayStation Lifestyle did say that some of the users were shocked by the March 2025 monthly games, and Dragon Age the Veilguard will be on there. Now, players are surprised because that is a $70 AAA game, and it still has their own subscription service to it. So users did get up on the blogs and say, quote, "Even Suicide Squad took 11 months to get it dumped into PlayStation Plus." Another user said, "We expect nothing but ancient games or flops to end up here." A third one said, "Veilguard must have been a colossal flop." So was it? Now, if you're looking for a PlayStation VR 2, now might be the time to get one, because that hit a price drop, according to PushSquare.com, and the price will be reduced to the new prices going into effect next month. Now, the bundled one with a voucher code for Horizon Call of the Mountain, and another that doesn't, but those were the voucher codes ones. So going forward, both versions will cost $400, and that is matching the original PlayStation VR. Now, if you look at comparisons, the original PlayStation VR 2 costed about $550. So that's almost half off, somewhere around about 35%. Still, if you're looking to get a VR and you got a PlayStation 5, go get it. I wonder what you could play on that though. Well, GameSpot.com did say that Terminator 2D No Fate had an official announcement trailer, and as a 2D action side-scroller published by Reef Entertainment and developed by Bitmap Bureau. They'll be launching on PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, Xbox X and S, and Xbox One, and PC via Steam, and the Epic Game Store on September 5th. It's a hard date. See if they stick to it. And any games that you want to see, let's say on your PlayStation, or if you get Lodocine on your phone via PushSquare.com, you'll be able to see what games you can get on your PlayStation. Now, Lodocine is still in development, and the developer is looking to get across the finish line on the Kickstarter. So, see what makes of that. By the way, we got one more Pokemon thing before we go. Yep, there's a Honda motorbike. A Honda motorbike. Yep, Eurogamer did say that Honda did unveil a glimpse on the motorbike themed around the legendary creature Corodion, which is a star of Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. We can only see the shadow of it, but I tell you what, it does look pretty cool. Now, of course Honda had to say something about this. Quote, Honda has realized an almost life-size reproduction of the shape of Corodion in both weight and size down to the finest details. Honda will use its proprietary and self-balancing technology to enable Honda Corodion to walk on all four legs and self-stand on two wheels, which is unseen in the game. This balance technology was developed by applying self-balance technology cultivated in ESMO, humanoid robot research. Honda will apply this technology to realize Corodion's sprinting build. End quote. Cool stuff. And we do find cool stuff on the Group Quest podcast. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025. All rights are reserved. Go have some fun. Go play some games, people. Pokemon.